If you read the blog on March 8th, the blog post, you'll see that I mentioned I'll be taking photos with other cameras besides my Nikon and 50mm lens. And this is exactly that. I took this with my Fuji X100F, shot it in JPEG, not RAW, because I've been doing a lot of JPEG shooting in that camera. And I would never have gotten this photo with my traditional setup. There's many reasons for that. One, I wouldn't have brought my camera with me. The Fuji is so much smaller, it kind of disappears when I've got it on me. I just don't even think about it anymore. And that means I can take it with when my kids are at the playground or doing anything, really. I can just put that Fuji on my wrist or around my... I have this Peak design strap that kind of keeps it tucked away behind me, and I can just pull out the camera anytime I want. And so I find that with the Fuji, I'm taking it more places. And because it's a mirrorless camera, I can use the back to compose a photo in a way that I could never do with a traditional DSLR, a one with an optical viewfinder. I didn't have to look through a viewfinder to take this. And what you're seeing is my son's feet. He's 4 years old, and we're spinning on one of those playground contraptions that you just spin around on. There's nothing much to it. And it's really designed for one person, but I sat on it and had my son sit in my lap, and we're holding onto the center post and spinning around, and I just wanted a picture of his feet spinning around, and this is what I got. I'd be cool if they were a little closer together. I mean, it'd be cool if there's a lot of ways in which I guess I would improve this photo, but at the end of the day, I like it. And maybe I'll try for a different one, but it was cool to get this since it's a picture I'm not used to getting. And I know gear doesn't really matter per se. Any photo you could take, you can take good photos with any camera, but I'm discovering that with the Fuji, simply by having it with me more and having some of the features it has, like because it's a mirrorless, you can compose with the rear screen and not have to sacrifice anything. It's got these qualities that make it more of a practical everyday camera for me, which I really like, as opposed to the kind of specialized artsy setup. I only take my 50mm lens, my Nikon, if I'm really looking for some photo opportunities. But the Fuji, I got on me all the time, and it's really cool to have a camera like that. So this isn't a Fuji review or anything. It's just it's a different kind of photo, and hopefully you'll be seeing more of this stuff here on the blog in the coming weeks and months.